सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो इन चैप्टर 4 ऑफ भगवद गीता वी हैव सीन इन वर्स नंबर श्लोक नंबर 25-30 भगवान हैज गिवन 12 यज्ञ ही इज सजेस्टिंग and he is suggesting us to practice one or more of these yajna. And if you reflect on these 12 yajna, you will find one thing, that most of them are related to our perception and response. Perception and response. Pranayam, Vishaya, then controlling of senses, etc. They are mostly all related to our perception and reaction. And the result, what is the result of doing this thing? What will I get? So it is said, Sarve api ete yagya vidha yagya chapit kalma saha. Sarve, whosoever does one or more of this yagya, they are called yagya vidha and yagya chapit kalmasa, their sins are destroyed. So by doing yagya, our sins are destroyed. When the sins are destroyed, after that we get knowledge. And when we get knowledge, we get attain Brahman. We come to know our true nature. So these are the persons who are actually performing the yagya. But there are other type of person also. They also get Yanti Brahma Sanatanam. In verse number, in slok number 31, it is said, Yajna Sishta Amrit Bhuja Yanti Brahma Sanatanam. Second type of devotees, those who take what? Yajna Sishta. Yajna Sishta means the remnant of Yajna. What is the remnant of Yajna? Amrit. This is nectar. Bhuja, enjoys. So whosoever enjoys or takes this yajna sishta amrita yanti brahma sanatanam, they also go to eternal Brahma. So two type of people, they attain Brahman, one who actually is doing the yajna, another is those who are assisting in yajna. And what about the people who are not doing at all anything? Not doing, actually performing yajna, neither they are performing nor they are assisting in yajna. They are called ayagyasya. Bhagwan says in the next line, Nayam loko asti ayagyasya kuto anya kuru sattama. Oh, Arjun, those who are not doing any yagya or assisting in yagya, they have got no ananda here. How can you think that there will be good for them in another loka when they depart from here? There cannot be anything for them. Then a question came, where from are you referring, Bhagwan? The Bhagwan says, these I have taken from Ved. Evam bahuvidha yagya vitata brahmano mukhe. On the face of Ved, there are many, many such yagyas are mentioned there. I have taken from there only 12 of them. But know that all the yajna are karmajan vidhitan sarvan. All yajna are karmajan, born out of action. Born out of action means to be done by kaya, vacha, mansa. Kaya means sarir, by body, mind and speech. All yajna are to be done by body, mind and speech. But gyatva, we have to know. Know what? That I am akarta. I am non-doer. So with this attitude, if we perform yajna by kaya, vacha, mansa, thinking myself as akarta, what will happen? Vimochyase. You will get mukti, liberated. Then he says another statement, sriyat drabmayat yajnat jnana yajna parantapa. Oh Parantapa Arjun, know one more thing. Out of the 12 yajna, I told you 9 were drabhyamaya yajna and 3 were jnanamaya yajna. So jnanamaya yajna is superior to drabhyamaya yajna. Why superior to drabhyamaya yajna? Because the drabhya which we are offering are all made of 5 great elements. They are perishable. And the result which we are expecting from that drabhyamaya yajna may be swarga or putra or any other thing, that also comes under the 5 sense objects or made of 5 great elements. Those are all perishable. But jnana yajna, what will I get by jnana yajna? I will get Brahman, and Brahman is imperishable, eternal, permanent. So by drabhyamaya yajna I get something impermanent, and by jnana yajna I get something permanent. So anybody will come to the conclusion, what should I get? I should take jnana yajna. I should get Brahman, permanent result. Okay, where will you get this jnana? Next question immediately will come. I want that jnana. So it is said, you will get in sloka number 34, it is said, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekchanti te jnanam jnanina tattvadarsina. Who will give me this jnana? Jnanina tattvadarsina. Who is a jnani? A jnani is a person who has studied sastra under Guru Sishya Parampara. He is a jnani. And he is able to communicate that jnana to others. He is jnani, jnani na, tattva darshina, and he is abiding in that knowledge. Abiding in knowledge, that means he continuously remembers that knowledge. Therefore, he is abiding in that. When he will give me upadekshanti te jnanam, which jnanam? Jnanam of Atman. When he will give me upadekshanti, future tense. So before that, what we have to do? Pranipatena, we have to surrender. Unless you surrender, knowledge will not be given. Even Bhagavan Krishna didn't give knowledge to Arjun also, although both of them were great friends. For 70 years, never transferred. When he surrendered, Arjun surrendered, after that, knowledge was given. Pranipatena, pariprasnena, you have to ask question. Arjun also asked question, what is Shreya for me? He again he used the word Shreya. What is good for me, tell me. Don't tell me anything prayer. I am not interested in this kingdom. What is Shreya for me, what is good for me, please tell me. Pariprasnena, sevaya, we have to serve the teacher. Serving the teacher means what? It is required for tuning of mind. So that the teacher understands you, whether you are a sattvic person or a rajasic person or a tamasic person. If you are a tamasic, he will give you narayan seva. Chalo, vacuum karo, shrine ko jao. You are tamasic, you don't want to do anything. If you are a sattvic person, he will give you some mantra. Okay, go and repeat. Further you. Improve yourself. So for different type of people, different services are there, different sadhanas are prescribed. So unless you serve or you are in the presence of Guru, and you also come to know, student also comes to know Guru, what is his nature? And then only when the guru and teacher knows each other, then only the knowledge flows and it will register in the student's mind. Tadviddhi pranipatesana pariprasnena sevaya. Okay, what is the glory of Atmajnana? Kya milega mere ko? So Lord is going to tell us in next 3.5 slokas.
Yadgyatvana punarmoham.
Yadgyatvana punarmoham.
Evam yasyasi pandava.
Evam yasyasi pandava.
Yena bhutanya sesena.
Yena bhutanya sesena.
Draksyasyatmanyato mai.
Draksyasyatmanyato mai.
Yadgyatvana punarmoham. Evam yasyasi pandava. Yena bhutanya sesena. Draksyasyatmanyato mai.
Yat gyatva. Yat means which. Gyatva means having known. Having known what? That knowledge which you got from the guru. Yat gyatva. Na punamoham. Again, you will not be deluded. Na punamoham. Evam vyasasi. You will not get again deluded. O Pandava, O Arjun. And what else will happen? Yena bhutani asesena drachasi. You will see. You will see what? Bhutani asesena. By this, yena, by this knowledge, you will find that all beings, atmani, in yourself, you will see all the beings in your own self. Atha mai, also in me. Also in me. Yat gyatva, this knowledge of self received from where? From jnanina tattvadarshina. Only knowledge received from the jnanina tattvadarshina. Be very careful. The knowledge has to be taken from guru. It will not by self-study. It will not happen. Otherwise, Bhagwan would have said, okay, you read my Gita, it will happen. No. Jnanina tattvadarshina. Get it, that knowledge from that. That means Srotriya Brahmanishta. In Upanishad it is said Srotriya. Srotriya means one who knows the scripture. Brahmanishta means he is abiding in that. Srotriya Brahmanishta. So even a person may be Srotriya Brahmanishta may not be able to communicate that knowledge. Sometimes it happens like that also. There are many realized master. Realized master. They don't want to come in open. Thakur Ramakrishna never came and gave a Jnana Yajna. Tapovan Maharaji also not known giving any Jnana Yajna anywhere. But some, they can communicate, they can spread the knowledge. So get it from there. Na puno moham eva mayasyasi. Arjun, you are under delusion now. By Arjun, we should all understand we are all deluded. What is delusion? Delusion means not knowing a thing as it is. Not knowing a thing as it is. Okay. What is the actual nature of this Jagat and Brahman? There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Brahma and Jagat. So delusion is atmani, anatmani, atmabuddhi. The one which is anatma. We think that is atma. Anatmani, atmabuddhi. This body is anatma, but we all think this body is atma. This is one delusion. Jagati satya buddhi. Jagati satya buddhi means? We think jagat is real. But the Vedanta, the Upanishads, they say, no, Jagat is Mithya. And what is Jagat? Jagat starting from your thought to the Brahman is Jagat. So our body is also come under the Jagat. It is Mithya. But we think, no, this is not Mithya. Anatmani, Atmabuddhi. So, Arjun, you are also deluded. And this delusion, what it has made? It has made you incapable. You are sitting and crying because of this delusion. You think you are doer. You think you will be killing all these people. You are experiencing sorrow all because of delusion. All because of delusion. And you have refused to do your duty. What is your duty in the battlefield? Fight this righteous war. But you have declared, nahin, hum toh nahin karenge. So to remove this delusion, there is only one method. Be very clear. Only one method. And that method is Atmagyan. So once you get this Atmagyan, after that, you will never get deluded. Never get deluded. So once you become Jnani, you can never become Ajnani. So from if we start our journey from Ajnani to Jnani, we have to decide once for all. If I become Jnani, after that I can't become Ajnani. Never it will happen. Okay, and all problems, worldly problems, many times Shankaracharya said, all worldly problems will be solved by this knowledge. This knowledge will remove our all sorrows. In Vivek Churamani class also we are seeing this morning that all sorrows are experienced at the mind level. And this knowledge takes us beyond mind. What is beyond mind? Once you get established in that tattva, in that truth, in that reality, which is beyond mind, then naturally there is no sorrow. All the sorrows are experienced at the mind level. When we transcend mind, no sorrow. And it is our experience, everyday experience. In deep sleep, do you experience any sorrow? No. Why? Mind is not there. So as long as the mind is alive, sorrows are there. The moment you transcend, be it in deep sleep or in samadhi, in both cases, there is no sorrow. Yena bhutani asesena drachyasi atmani athomayi. And second thing, what will happen? At present, I am seeing all the beings. Bhutani means all beings. We are seeing outside. We are seeing outside. But this knowledge will show you that all are superimposed on your Atman. On your Atman means, I have transcended mind. I have reached consciousness. And that consciousness is the substratum of everything. That consciousness inside is the substratum of all thoughts. All thoughts are related to the world. So where this world is superimposed, the superimposed on the consciousness inside me. So we will come to know the whole world which we are seeing outside. It is actually superimposed in us inside on the Atman. And athomai means also in me. It means Vasudev or Brahman. So meaning of the both is same. If you say the whole world is superimposed on Atman or the whole world is superimposed on Brahman, means same. Athomai Brahman. You will see the whole world superimposed on Atman or you will see the whole world superimposed on Brahman. Means one and same. Atman is Brahman. Brahman, which is conditioned by body, mind, and intellect, is called Atman. Atman, unconditioned by BMI, is called Brahman. Therefore, Atman is equal to Brahman. So, superimposition on Atman or superimposition on Brahman means one and the same thing. So whether you say Brahma Arpanam Brahma Vi Brahma Agno Brahma Nahutam or Atma Arpanam Atma Vi Atma Agno Atma Nahutam is same thing. Because Brahman is equal to Atman.
Api Chedasi Pape Bhyaha
अपि चेदसि पापेभ्यः
सर्वेभ्यः पापकृत्तमः सर्वं ज्ञानप्लवेनैव वृजिनं संतरिष्यसि अपि चेदसि पापेभ्यः सर्वेभ्यः पापकृत्तमः सर्वं ज्ञानप्लवेनैव वृजिनं संतरिष्यसि
अपि चेत् इवन इफ असि यू आर पापकृतं मोस्ट सिनफुल सर्वेभ्यः पापेभ्यः सर्वेभ्यः ऑल सिनर्स Among all sinners, you are the most sinful person. Then, santarishyasi, you will cross. What? Sarvam. Sarvam brijanam means sins. Sarvam is all sins. You will cross all sins. How? Jnanaplavena eva. Jnanaplavena, by the raft of knowledge, by this knowledge, by this Atma-jnana, by the knowledge of the Self, alone, eva. There is no other method. By knowledge of Self, you can cross over all your sins. So what is a pap? Suppose you overeat, then what happens? There is a discomfort in body. That is papa. One way of looking, simple. Or you have cheated somebody, plundered, looted, murdered, killed cow, Brahman hatya you have done. Whatever things you have done, you can cross over. And we get the example of Ratnakar, Angulimal. Ratnakar was a robber. Angulimal used to cut the fingers of the people and make a mala, a garland, and he will wear. So this type of things they have done, but they all transcended, transformed also. All sins destroyed. Sarva Brijinam, all oceans of innumerable sins, Jnana Plavena, powerful raft of the boat and knowledge. Only knowledge is sufficient to destroy all sins. Only knowledge, not karma and upasana. You can do prayaschitta. We can do prayaschitta of any papa. That will remove only that particular papa, but not the sinner. But the jnana, this knowledge, this raft of knowledge will remove sinner also. That is the beauty of this knowledge. Scenery will be removed. Gurudev writes beautifully, explains it. While Arjun was promised such a glorious transcendental experience too divine for him to believe, he felt a certain amount of lack of confidence in himself, which was perhaps reflected on his face. He had a feeling that he was not fit for such a great inner experience. Such a feeling can come to any one of us because there is none among the intelligent who is not painfully conscious of his own shortcomings. We all are papis. Nobody here can claim that he is not a papi. He has never committed a sin. So never think that I have done this pap, so I am not fit for this knowledge. No! We all are fit to get this knowledge. Vedanta is not a philosophy that heartlessly keeps the sinners out of its halls of wisdom. It does not believe that there is any lost soul who will ever wander among the heathens and who can only be redeemed if we enter the portals of Church of Vedanta. Tolerant to fault, Vedanta declares the truth and nothing but the truth. The all-pervading divine manifests everywhere, and therefore there is no sinner who cannot, through his endeavor, come to claim his own heritage of absolute perfection. We have to put in endeavor. Endeavor means only two steps we have to do. Even if we are the most papi, we have to purify our mind, get the knowledge. That's all. The Gita is a scripture of life written for man, and its universality is unmistakably seen in the statement here. It assures man that even if he be the most sinful among the sinful, he too can cross over his painful destinies of the present and reach the soul that lie beyond the finitude and the imperfection. Such a clear character, such a clear charter of man's right to the divine has never so far been written in any other existing scriptures of the world. Only Gita gives you this assurance. Even the papis can get the knowledge of the self. Sin, we have already seen, is an act of the ego, which has grown forgetfully of its own divine nature. When an individual acts in his own delusion, catering to his matter in envelopment, with the hope that thereby he will come to get the perfect bliss, those actions are called sins. All selfish actions are called sin. Why? Because all these selfish actions create vasanas. These are all sins. Such acts, natural with the animals, are often quite evident among animal men. These false actions leave dissipating channels of thought within, called the marks of sin, that is vasana, and a mind so poxed comes to suffer the tragic lot of a worldly mortal. To rediscover that, in reality, the ego is nothing other than the self in us. Ego is the misunderstanding. Actually, it is the pure self. And to live thereafter as the self of all is called true wisdom, jnana. Having thus awakened to our real nature, the dreamy craving of the flesh can no more enchant us away from our pristine glory and make us run down the channels of sensuousness to wreck ourselves on the stony bed of sin and sorrow. This is indicated by a beautiful metaphor: by the raft of the knowledge alone shall you cross all sins. In what manner does the wisdom destroy all sins? How the jnana destroys all the sins? An example is given now in the next sloka, sloka number 37.
Yathai dhamsi samiddognihi.
Yathai dhamsi samiddognihi.
Bhasma sat kuru terjuna.
Basma sat kurute arjuna.
Gyanagni sarva karmani.
Gyanagni sarva karmani.
Basma sat kurute tatha. Basma sat kurute tatha. Yathai dhamsi samiddhognihi. Basma sat kurute arjuna. Gyanagni sarva karmani. Bhasma sat kurute tatha.
Yatha samiddha agni. Yatha as samiddha, blazing, agni fire. As blazing fire. Edhansi. Edhansi means fuel. Bhasma sat kurute Arjun. O Arjun, like a blazing fire, whatever fuel you put in that blazing fire, what it does? It reduces that fuel to ashes. Similarly, tatha, so, jnanagni sarvakarmani bhasma sat kurute, jnanagni, fire of knowledge. Sarvakarmani, all actions, bhasma sat, two ashes, kurute makes. So, jnanagni makes all our karmani to ashes. Edhansi means the fuel log, whether dry or wet. When the fire is, blazing fire is there, you put a wet log also. It will reduce to ash. Or a heavy log, different types, sage, shape, color, whatever you put in the blazing fire, it is reduced to ash. Same way, Jnanagni reduces to ashes all karma. Jnana Agni roast our all karma, be it Sanchit or Agami. Jnana Agni will reduce all karma to ashes, be it our Sanchit. Sanchit means the actions done by us but not yet fructified. Agami, the actions which we'll be doing after the knowledge, after the dawn of knowledge, after become jnani, all actions will be destroyed. But one prarabdha will continue. Prarabdha prakarsa in arabdha, for which we got this body, whether a jnani or a jnani. Both have to enjoy and suffer prarabdha karma. But actually speaking, jnani does not suffer even prarabdha. Why? Because he knows he is not body. For him, body is like a shadow. Like we are not affected by what happens, whatever happens to shadow. Not affected. When the sun is there in the morning, if I am facing east, my shadow is behind. In the midday, there is no shadow at all. And in the evening, if I am still facing east, my shadow will be in front of me. Whether the shadow is behind or no shadow in the midday or shadow in the front, does it matter to me? Never matters. Similarly, a jnani thinks that his body is like a shadow. He is not giving any importance. He says the body is suffering, let it suffer. Karne do. I am not body. I am different from body. So jnana agni will destroy both pap and punya. Don't think only your papa will be destroyed. Jnana agni will destroy all actions. Sometimes a mahatma comes to our house for bhiksha. After bhiksha, if they are very satisfied, they may say, give me your all pap and punya. Not always. They may say, give me your pap and punya. But the jnani might be thinking, are sadhu maharaj, mahatma, swamiji, please take my pap only. Let me enjoy punya. But a jnani does not know unexhausted punya. To enjoy that unexhausted punya, we have to take birth again. But a Mahatman is telling, give me your papa punya means what? That he will not be born again. Okay. So, where do the ignorant go? Suppose I am not interested in Atma Gyan. The Gyan from the Guru. Nahi chahiye mere ko. What will happen? Where will they go? Ishavasu Upanishad says, Asurya nam te loka andena tamsabrita tagam te pretabhigachanti yeke che atma na jana. Those who miss this golden opportunity, Upanishad says, they are atmana, they are committing suicide. They are committing suicide. Why? Because in the human form only you can get this jnana. Animals, plants and all those things, insects, they can't get this jnana. Only in human form you can get this jnana. If you don't take, even after getting this golden opportunity to get the jnana, where will you go? Asurya nam te loka. Asurya nam. Sunless are those worlds and enveloped in the blinding gloom. Tamasa, andakar. Darkness is there. There they will go. But if I get the jnana in this birth, what will happen? If I get the knowledge in this birth, no more birth. Gurudev writes, just as the fire reduces fuel to ashes, this example has been given by the Lord in his sheer fatherly love for Arjun. These words familiar in all Yajnasala. Yajnasala, fire. Fire ritual, you will find fire there. Yajnasala. When used apart from their word meaning, are capable of creating in their association brilliant suggestions of a serene atmosphere and a thrilled sense of divinity. Besides, the example is very striking. Whatever be the quality, shape, condition, color, etc. of the fuel pieces, when all of them are taken to the fireplace and digested by the fire, they become one homogeneous mass of ash. In the sample of ash left in the hearth, we cannot recognize the ash of a particular twig as different from that of another. Similarly, all karmas, it is said, good, bad, or indifferent, get burnt up in the fire of knowledge and will become something altogether different from what they were in their cause and effect condition. Solid fuel having girth, weight, smell, etc., become almost weightless, with no specific color except a light grayness when it comes to the final state of ash. Actions leave reactions. The reactions mature at different periods of time depending upon the quality and intensity of the actions. From the beginningless time in our different manifestation, we have been at every moment acting in our egocentric vanity and individuality. All those actions must have left their residual impressions and they have to be lived through. All actions create vasanas, and unless we remove it, it will continue. Karma account never ends. This entire karma has been scientifically considered as falling under three classifications. They are called not yet operative, sanchit, that means karma done but not yet fructified, operative, many, that means those karma which has fructified for which we have got this body, and to be operative in future agami. When in the Gita it is said that all karma are burned down, the Lord means the entire sanchit and agami karma are burned down. And believe Bhagwan, this happens, this is true, there is a science behind it, it is scientific, it is true, it will happen.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.